it's a big Friday. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Spike, it is a football Friday. Still got Jackie Baseball behind the glass. Holla at your boy.
It's good I'm still here. Never leaving.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What? Were you not going to be there?
Well, he said, Jackie's, I'm still behind the glass.
Like, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, All right. I didn't know if there was something. So,
what was wrong with y'all?
I don't know, man. Listen, we're all flustered. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, a slight change in our schedule. We still got a good show.
Yes.
It's just, this is what happens
this
when
is
you change.
Exactly what just happened.
You
yes.
change something by 15 minutes. And yes. I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do the show.
I don't know how to talk. Should we just go straight back to break?
Yeah. I don't know. So, we do have a giant show. I say Football Friday, but we've got a very big baseball guest. Kyle Schwarber, the leadoff hitter of your NL East champion Philadelphia Phillies, will join us at 2:15. See, that was the thing. It was going to be 2:30, and I'm all flustered, but it's okay. Kyle Schwarber joins us at 2:15. Following up Kyle Schwarber, Elliot Shore Parks, not really the same sort of stature, but still a big guest. Elliot joins us at 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock, Ron Jaworski will join us. Of course, Tommy from Down the Shore will give his prediction. The top 5 of 5 later on in the show. It's a very, very, very big show. You know, there's been a lot this week of people talking about the record that the Eagles are going to have going into the bye week and sort of being satisfied with a 2-2 record. That we got out, you know, we got out of New Orleans with a win, and there are all these injuries, and it would just be okay. I think everybody wants the Eagles to win on Sunday, but it sort of seems like there's this attitude where, if we lose, we lose. And it is driving me a little bit crazy as when you take a step back, the Eagles are favorites on Sunday. They opened up, but they are. The Eagles are opened up as 2-point favorites and now 1.5-point favorites on Sunday. They still have, and I think Lane Johnson's probably going to play on Sunday. I don't have any information, but it looks like it's trending that way.
Are you trying to get an Eagles insider of the year?
No. I'm just saying the Eagles still have a great offensive line. They still have Saquon Barkley. And it's not like they are going into Tampa to play the 2020 Tampa Bay Bucks. This Tampa Bay Bucks team is pretty mid, as the kids say. They're 2-1. They should be 1-2. This is a game. I know everybody's satisfied with the 2-2 thing. Let's go into the bye 3-1. That can change the entire perspective of the season. And you know at some point this season, we're going to lose some game that we were supposed to win. We'll go into some game thinking that something's a lock, and we're going to end up losing that game. So I want to get every win I can early in the season and bank them. I want to see a big game out of Kellen Moore. Right? They brought in a real offensive coordinator. All right, you don't have your weapons. I want to see some two-back stuff. I want to see some two-tight-end stuff. I want to see him. I want to see Jalen Hurts go in there with a mistake-free game as far as turnovers, making sure that the game is close the entire time. I want to see Nick get out of his head. There are a lot of things we can control on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I want to see Nick get out of his head. Don't give us anything to argue about. And I need everyone to stop being cowards about this and expect more. And if you are favorites on Sunday, you should go in and win the game. Let's go win the game.
Well, weren't they underdogs last week?
They were underdogs last week.
And they won?
They won. 2-point underdogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say this. I don't know who's playing Sunday. This line has me scratching my head. Does someone know that AJ may play Sunday? Why else would this team be favored? The Bucks are coming off a tough loss last week. And it's a game that they certainly want to get. They don't want to lose two games in a row at home. And the Eagles are undermanned. So I don't know why the Eagles are still favored unless someone knows something that we don't know, which means somebody could be playing that we may not expect to play.
Or the Bucks are just they're not good.
Well, hold on.
They're okay.
They were good when they were 2-0. Everybody thought they were good.
Yeah, but they're okay.
They lose one game to the Broncos. And now they're no good. They still have Mike Evans. They still have Baker Mayfield, Chris Godwin. Like, they still have their full complementary of players. That's all I'm saying. I'm hoping that the Eagles are going to win Sunday. I hope they win Sunday. I'm more than likely picking the Eagles to win Sunday.
Well, yeah.
Do I expect a win Sunday? I can't say I expect a win Sunday.
I don't think there's anything wrong with expecting a win on Sunday.
Sure, and
I
don't, you don't have all your players.
Well, but they're, again, the, you know, one thing
when
you said.
When they went to Tampa in that playoff game without AJ, we all knew they were losing that game.
I'm going to throw your words back at you, right?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. The Saints were 2-0, and mm-hmm. you told me, like, this is 2-0, but these guys are not, you know, these guys are not a team that we need to be scared of.
Right.
And I think it's the same thing with the Tampa Bay Bucks. I'm just shocked that everyone thinks that going into a game against a mid-pack NFL team mm-hmm. is something that we should just concede and be happy going into the bye 2-2. It just doesn't feel that way to me. And I'm surprised that everybody feels that way. Jack, are you another one of these
undermanned.
Cowards?
We're undermanned.
That's of course we're undermanned.
That's the only reason we feel that way.
We're undermanned by, what, two players?
Oh, yeah.
Three players.
One of the best duo wide receivers in football.
Okay. But
do you know their record without Lane Johnson?
Here's a funny thing. Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Because I heard this on the way in here, and I didn't even get to get Joe Giglio before he left out here with his nonsense. But you're heading down the same road. All I hear is this Jalen needs to go out there and find a way to win.
I think
find a way to win. Who is he throwing the ball to? Paris Campbell, who you think stinks.
He does.
Jahan Dotson, who I'm not sure anybody knows what he can do. So we're going to go in the game, and what are we going to do? Jalen's going to throw the ball all game, or is he going to run? He's going to run?
Here's the thing. I don't want Jalen Hurts to go in there.
How are they going to win the game?
Here's how we win the game.
Okay, talk to
him. Don't go in there and give the ball away. If as long as you don't give the ball away, we have the
that's not really.
We have the leading candidate for offensive player of the year in
okay,
the backfield.
So we're going to run the ball.
We're going to run. But here's what I want.
Okay.
I want the offensive coordinator that everyone thought was going to come in here and actually change things. I want the offensive coordinator to do more than replace the three guys. The two guys who are hurt with two other guys and run the same offense as if everything's the same.
That's what I've been calling for. I want to change up the offense.
I want to see Kenny Gainwell and Saquon Barkley. No, here's what I want. I want to see Kenny Gainwell and Saquon Barkley on the field at the same time.
Okay.
I want to see Will Shipley and Saquon Barkley on the field at the same time. I want to see Cal Kutera and Dallas Goedert on the field at the same time. And I want to approach this game like Vic Fangio approached the game last week and said, you know what? I have to do something differently to win this game. And I think the Eagles can do it. And I think if we didn't give the ball away twice last week, we might have won that game by 10 points. A game that was down to the wire, we might have won that game by 10 points if we didn't. I don't want.
Me, it was more than the turnovers that kept points off the board. But
what I'm saying?
That goes back to a Jalen thing. And listen, I told you, change this offensive philosophy up. Now, I've said that. All I've heard is Jalen needs to do this, Jalen needs to do that. If you're telling me we're going down there, we're going to get a ball to Saquon. Okay, let's go.
Let's go do it. Now, I'm not changing the offensive philosophy when those guys are back.
No, I'm
not. But for this game, I think it's. Now, Jack, have you heard the cowardice around the town about people going in there expecting that they will lose?
Yeah, and here's where I'm at. And I think it's absolutely crazy that people are like expecting a win on Sunday. I think you're insane. Frankly, I think the Eagles should go in there prioritizing health over a win. A win doesn't really matter on Sunday. Making sure the Eagles are healthy matters so much more in the long term. You have a bye week next week. What are we wasting Lane Johnson? What are we wasting AJ Brown for? And what are we wasting Devontae Smith for?
Wasting? It's Devontae Smith's not going to play.
Okay, but what are we rushing those guys in the field for? AJ Brown's a bad
to win
hit.
A football game.
But there's a 2-2. We would have taken 2-2.
You want to rest players in the regular season?
Someone has to have the bigger picture in mind here. And I cannot believe that people are like, we got to get those guys out here. Are you crazy? They're going to lose anybody if they do play because they're going to be compromised. Let Fred Johnson, who looked fine last week, perfectly fine, and there's no point in rushing AJ out there. Like, limit Saquon's touches and just don't give up the Bucks anything to see on tape because you might play them in the playoffs again and just take the week off.
This is
take the week off now.
This is a ridiculous.
Relax over there.
It's just crazy to me. Like, we got to win this football game. No, you don't.
No, it's about.
It's going to take 9 wins to win the division. 9. 9. This division sucks. It sucks.
Now the division sucks.
It does suck. The Giants suck.
The Giants have always sucked. The Washington is better.
They're better, but they still suck. They're like an 8-9 win team.
No, the Eagles are not good enough to go in and say we're going to punt a game because of health.
I agree with that.
This is not the 17th game when we already have home field locked
you
up.
You guys sound insane.
You sound insane.
No, I don't.
This is the you were a football guy.
There's a bye week next week.
Which is exactly the reason why it's okay to play play.
So they go out there, they play AJ. AJ re-injures his hamstring, and now he's done for longer.
Well, let's not put that in the atmosphere.
Well, this would happen.
That's not. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
You wouldn't have any problem with Bryce Harper coming back after a hamstring.
We're trying to win a pennant.
Good point. Not in July, we're not.
Yeah. 162-game season, lunatic.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We had an MVP future.
That's another good point by you. But to Sunday's game, you two. I'm in this. Oh God, I hate being on the fence because obviously I want them to win and I hope they win. It's the thought of now if I get to Sunday and Rappaport comes out with the inactives, and AJ's not on the list and he's going to start and Lane's going to start, then my whole mindset changes.
On the game, I agree.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, on the game Sunday. But right now I'm looking at everything like with Jalen's going out there with Dallas Goedert and Saquon and not much more from a skill position standpoint.
215-592-9494. Jack thinks that the Eagles should rest their players on Sunday.
This is on Kellen Moore.
It is.
And whatever brain trust they come together with for this game plan Sunday, if they can't shorten the game, if they can shorten the game by running the football and limiting possessions, might have a chance to win a close.
That's what I'm saying. Jack talking
17-13.
215-592-9494. Jack thinks they should rest their good players on Sunday.
Prioritize health over winning a football game.
You know what? So you're going to tell people where to get appliances here, and I don't know how anyone can trust you with anything, truly. I don't say that. I love National Appliance Warehouse. I'm saying that they're good for this one because I don't think anyone should trust anything you say the rest of the day.
But here's my thing. Is that when football... I understand why people might be a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Baseball, there's no skepticism, just pure facts all time. Appliances, they know where to turn to when they need their appliances.
Well, it's actually National Appliance Warehouse, not you.
Right, but, the facilitating through, and it's all a good one big happy family. National Appliance Warehouse is where you have to go. For game day, we got MLB playoffs starting next week. We got football. Mm-hmm. Is your kitchen ready? Is your house ready for everything going on? Well, you got to get the National Appliance Warehouse. They have ovens with air fry for the perfect wings. They have brand new refrigerators all over the place to where make sure your beverages are perfectly chilled. You know you're going to get the best price always at National Appliance Warehouse. You know that because of Price Assure, a piece of technology that they have specifically for National Appliance Warehouse that is instantly updating price tags all throughout the store. And of course, you're going to get an excellent service team. It's what they care about. It's part of who they are, part of the fabric of National Appliance Warehouse. You walk in there, you feel like you're a part of their family. So get that at National Appliance Warehouse. Over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget. You'll find the perfect appliance for you. Go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today and tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Are you one of these cowards who either doesn't expect to win on Sunday or, like Jack, thinks they should rest players, prioritize health over a... I can't even imagine prioritizing health over a win in week 4 of the NFL season.
Well, I'm assuming he's talking about the guys that are already banged up.
He is, but still, I actually...
I could see not rushing AJ back.
Well, the thing about rushing him back, I don't think AJ's rushing back from a hamstring. I can't imagine that this guy is a guy who's going to rush back. He didn't rush back last year.
That was the end of the season.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to rush back. And I actually think the thing that Jack's saying about the bye being a reason that you should rest the guys, the bye is the reason why I feel confident if they think they're ready to go, let them go. They get a week off after Sunday.
That's my plan for Saquon. Yeah, 30 carries Sunday.
No.
Yeah, what? For Saquon? What else are we going
to
do?
We're giving the ball to Will Shipley.
Get out of here. Get out of here with that. That I'm not dealing with. Get out of here with that nonsense. Give the ball to Will Shipley. Yeah, get out of here with that.
He wants to rest Gainwell, too. He skipped right over Gainwell.
Gainwell, I have no hope for.
To go to Will Shipley. So Kyle Schwarber will join us in moments.
Start, what is his name? Tanner McKee? Yeah, start him.
I may not count Sunday against Jalen's ledger.
Okay.
I want to put that out there in the universe.
Is Schwarber a footballsman? Can I ask him about this ridiculous opinion?
No, he's a Bengals fan. Well, he's a Bengals man, too.
Well, there you go.
A little bit of a tough start for the Bengals.
Not Bengals.
Well, I try to do Bengals. Right?
Never Bengals know. Is a band from the 80s. The Bengals are a football team.
So they did Jersey Day, the Phillies did, before they went on a road trip. He brought an Icky Woods jersey.
Oh, he's that's old school. Yeah, he's throwback. Throwback.
Yeah.
How bad? That's my childhood. Icky Woods, James Brooks, Boomer.
Boomer. Yeah, Boomer, of course. Man. Boomer, legend.
My favorite lefty.
Yeah, and best quarterback in the history of the Cincinnati Bengals?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah,
there's not much. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Carson Palmer.
That retired to get out of his contract?
Come on, man. Joe Burrow? Ken Anderson?
Dude, Andy Dalton's their second best quarterback in franchise history. By this point, yeah.
By the way, how about Andy Dalton?
Jeff Blake?
Kelly Smith a Bengal?
Yeah. Well, we don't count him. Yeah.
How about Andy Dalton last week throwing as many touchdown passes as Jalen has all year? Chances.
Always Jalen.
Oh, Kyle Schwarber about to join us. Very excited. I'm excited. We've never had Schwarber on the show. We didn't have him in spring training.
Well, we've had him on the show.
I have not.
Yes,
you have not been on the show. This version of this show.
You're right. You haven't had a chance to
I'm excited to talk to Kyle Schwarber. He sold me this year.
Schwarbombs?
He sold me. I got here. I was like, wait a minute. How is this guy leading off? You know? I also want to ask him how he goes. Well, here he is. Hold on. There it is. Kyle Schwarber of the NL East champion Philadelphia Phillies. Thanks for joining the show, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
I asked Jack if you're a football guy. Jack's opinion is the Eagles should rest their starters on Sunday and prioritize health. Is that the craziest thing you ever heard?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, you guys, as I said when I introduced you, NL East champions, every one of you said at the beginning of the year how winning the division was important. How big a target did you put on? And obviously, the big thing is to win the World Series. But how much of an accomplishment and how much of a target did you put the NL East?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always in the goals of every year, right? Whenever you do point out, you know, kind of what you want to accomplish throughout a season, and you know, team wise, where you know we know that. The talent that we had in the room, we know the guys that we had in the room, and you know, we really wanted to put our put our stamp, I guess, on this year with going out there and winning the NL East first, and like that was kind of that first thing that we really wanted to accomplish is making sure that we could lock down the East, and then next thing you know, we're moving on from there.
So you guys have locked down a bye, which is great. How much importance do you put and how much of an advantage do you think it is getting the one seed and making sure that the playoffs run through Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely want to be that one seed. And, you know, there's going to be, you know, we got three games left, but we're down a game. So it's pretty much almost a half game, pretty much, if we do take that lead, you know, that tie, that we'll have that one seed. So, you know, we're really wanting that. You know, we want to make sure that every postseason series, like you said, is having the home field advantage running through Philadelphia, because I don't think it's a secret anymore. And I don't think that, no one's surprised that when they walk into the stadium and they walk into the bank, that they realize that it's going to just be another factor that they're going to have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, you've been here 3 years now, and hell, we've made the playoffs every year that you've been here, so obviously we don't want you to ever leave here again. And a big part of why we love you as a player, besides what you do on the field, it seems to be your leadership and your impact you have on your teammates in the clubhouse. So I'm interested. You guys went through a little bit of a lull the second half of the season, and there's a lot of noise on the outside about making changes and what Topper should do and this and that and the other to sort of get you guys out of a little bit of a funk that you were in. But he seemed to stay steady, and a lot of the leadership in that clubhouse seemed to stay steady and didn't panic. I'm wondering, what was that like for you as being one of the vocal leaders in the clubhouse to sort of help your teammates get through the second half of the season to get to the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, when we're going through a stretch like that where you know, things are going to go right. And you kind of look at that first half of the season where we get off that really good start. We put ourselves in a great situation. And then all of a sudden, you know, the second half comes out and then we start off pretty slow. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's more about, okay, what are, you know, you got to look in the mirror and you got to go, okay, are we doing what we need to do on a daily basis to put ourselves in a good position to succeed? And if we're doing that on a daily basis, what else are you going to change, right? Like, you know, you might change a little bit what you do in the cage, what you do, you know, on the field. But, like, you know, we're doing those same concepts that we had throughout all of our successes, right? You know, and this is such a game of outcomes that we play, right? Where, you know, you can do everything right and you can be out, and you can do everything wrong and you can get a hit, and say, vice versa on the pitching side, right? Like, you know, so that's like the biggest thing for us. Like, that's why it's always just a big thing to stay the same person every single day and make sure that you have that focus. And make sure that you do have that, you know, that attention to detail on a daily basis. Because at some point, you know, you're going to start doing those little thing, and that's going to turn to a smaller win, and then next thing you know, it keeps falling on to where we're back to playing our baseball, which we got to. So, you know, it's just kind of like, that's why we say don't panic, but also too, you know, it's not like we're not going to address something that. You know, if we see something that we feel like is not up to our standard, you know, that's when we address it. But if we see that everything that is up to our standard and it's just not working out, we just got to keep showing up the field and keep grinding on it and keep working to be better.
Yeah, I'm so impressed by ball players to be able to do that. You guys play so many games and you have to sort of have that sort of mental toughness to come back the next day. Football players, we just once a week and we get a little time in between to sort of regroup and get things back together, even for yourself individually. I wonder, what was that like for you to go through that little power outage, per se, that you sort of went through where you and Bryce, you guys weren't hitting home runs. You were still hitting, but you weren't necessarily hitting home runs. What was that like for you to sort of get through that without, compromising everything else you do as a ball player and remaining confident that you would eventually get back to being the hitter that we expect you to be? What was that like for you to get through that time?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, like, you know, you're still trying to find a way to be productive, right? Whenever you feel like that you're not doing the things that, you know, naturally come to you, right? If that's me not putting the ball in the seats, then, okay, I have to still find a way to be a productive player for the team and for the guys behind me and those guys in front of me, right? You know, I want to still, you know, if those guys are on, you know, on third base, less than two outs, I got to be able to find a way to get that guy in. Or, okay, nobody on, nobody out, you know, finding my way on that base, or, you know, say Trey's up or Harp's up and they get a base hit. I'm trying to find an extra 90 feet somewhere, so I'm in scoring position. So those are the things that you kind of think of, right? You know, don't get me wrong, does it creep into your head at some point? Sure, right? Like, you know, you'd be in the cage again, man, you know, joking around, when am I going to hit my next home run?
Yeah.
You know, geez, like, it's been forever. But, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it happens, then. And you don't even think about it ever again.
We have Kyle Schwarber, leadoff hitter for the NL East champion Philadelphia Phillies. I know it's a long season. Do you think there are singular moments during a baseball season that can change the course of the rest of the season? One game, one at bat, something like that?
I think that I definitely think there are key points throughout the season, right? You know, I don't think it's just maybe one thing. But it could be definitely one thing. But I just think if you look throughout a course of a year, and you can see a lot of really cool things that happen. And, you know, it could be minute. You know, it could be inside the clubhouse. It could be on the field. It could be a sick defensive play or an amazing pitching performance, right? Like, you know, but I feel like there's probably, like, there's a small accumulation of things that happen throughout the point of the year, and you're like, man, like, that's what's really helped us get to this point. And it's something that it's going to be sometimes some things that people might not recognize, but that's what got us to this point.
So for us, you know, at it, that grand slam against the Marlins, when you guys were struggling and, you know, the fans were even booing the night before, you hitting that grand slam felt like a moment for us watching the team where you sort of pivoted back to normal. Do you think that moment is one of those moments?
You know, I you know what? I think if, I hope so, right? Like, I hope.
I guess we look at the end, right? Look at the
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing, right? Is like, you know, I like to think about that stuff, right? But I don't like to think that about myself. I'm looking at everyone else, right? You know, so, you know, if someone's thinking that about me, that's a good thing, right? But you know, I can think about a bunch of other things, you know, where a bunch of other people have really stepped up, especially when you look at our young guys who were in the minor leagues, and then we had some guys go down and they stepped in right away and they filled up big for us, you know. The way that those guys have been able to come in prepared, it's been great.
You know, that's why I asked you the first question first and that question second, because I knew you didn't want to take credit for it, because that's, you know, the kind of guy you are. But it, as a fan base, it felt like that was one of the moments. Well, you know, we're so excited, Kyle, for, we appreciate your time. We're so excited for the playoffs this year. And we have to tell you, I think it was about a month and a half ago, we had Chicago's own Billy Corrigan, a huge Cubs fan of Smashing Pumpkins, right here in the studio. We had him in here for about 45 minutes. And the only time he was sad the entire time was when we talked about Kyle Schwarber and how you were not in Chicago anymore. Like, he was sullen. We had to bring him back after that. And that is sort of, I think it's the effect that you have on everybody here, but it's clearly the effect that you have on other people seeing his face. So I thought you would enjoy hearing that.
I appreciate. Well, sorry, it broke your heart, but it wasn't me. But I'm happy as hell to be where I'm at. I'll tell you that. So, can't wait for Red October, boys. I appreciate y'all
for sure. Thanks,
thank you,
Kyle.
Yep,
there he is, Kyle Schwarber. You know, Jack and I were talking before the interview about asking him about the home run, and I'm like, I got to set him up before I ask him about the grand slam, so you can tell us. But I, you
he's gonna be a great manager here one day.
Oh yeah, I mean, they can't ever let him leave.
No, I already have the succession plan. Okay, so they're gonna give him an extension. He's gonna be a leadoff hitter for like what, 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah,
okay.
And then he's turning into the Matt Stairs role for the until he's 40.
Yeah,
okay.
And then he's gonna be the manager.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
I think we're all okay with that.
Yeah, I'll take that. All right. Well, thank you, Kyle Schwarber, and thanks for the Phils for lining it up. And next Thursday, actually, we're going to do a whole big Phils day over at Chickies in South Philly, getting you guys ready for the playoffs. All right. Coming up next, we go back to the conversation about Jack's ridiculous idea about prioritizing health on Sunday and giving away a football game.
What a crazy
game.
Concept. We got a whole season to worry about.
What a crazy concept. Try to win a football game that you're favored
in. Oh, you're
such
a tough guy.
They're favored.
You want to do an Oklahoma drill in the middle of the segment?
They're favored. Yeah, I'm a football guy. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.